אנחנו לומדים בכתבי רבש כרך ג' בעמוד 1790.
We're studying from the writings of Rabash, article number 380. כל מקדש שביעי. Bit. You can ask questions live on CAP TV and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So this is an untranslated text, article number 380. Kol Mekadesh Shvi.
Every seventh sanctifier, his reward is great according to his actions. We need to understand what it means according to his actions, and also what is the renewal, since in corporeality, a worker also receives according to his work, and one who works overtime receives a greater reward than one who doesn't work overtime. So, what is new about saying his reward is great? And then saying that he receives payment only according to his work. Our sages said, one who goes but doesn't make actions, he is rewarded only for going. We should understand what is the meaning of action. Our sages said, great is the Talmud that leads to action, and not the study is the main thing, but the action. And my father, Bala Sulam, interpreted that the action is what turns, is when a person turns the vessel of reception to a vessel of bestowal, as our sages said, all your actions shall be for the sake of heaven. And the Midrash writes that this action is the matter of I created the evil inclination and I created for it the Torah as a spice. And that's the action that a person should reach. Our sages said one's inclination overpowers him every day, and if the Creator didn't help him, he wouldn't overcome. And we need to understand, why didn't the Creator give power to the person to win against the evil inclination? If it's not in the hands of man, then why doesn't the Creator do everything? Meaning, why do we need the person to wage war with the evil inclination, and the Creator only helps him? But if a person doesn't enter the war, then he doesn't receive any aid from the Creator. So, why does the Creator need the person to wage war and then he comes to help him? As our sages said, one shall forever upset the good inclination over the bad inclination. And Rashi interpreted, he shall wage war with him. So this means that first the person, the man, should enter the war, and only then the Creator comes to help. My father, Bala Sulam, said about what Abraham the patriarch asked the Creator, how will I know that I'll inherit the land? And he told Abraham, you shall know that your descendants will be foreign in their land and they will be tortured and enslaved for 400 years and then they will come out with great property. And Bala Sulam said that because he saw the promise that the Creator made for him, telling him, I shall give you this land to inherit it. Then he said, how will I know? Because there is no light without vessels. Meaning he didn't see that his descendants will have the need for these attainments, rather that they will settle for little. Therefore he told them, you shall know that they will be in exile and they will want to leave the exile. And without the aid, they will not be able to leave the exile of Egypt. Therefore, by this, they will be forced to receive the aid from him. And each time, they'll have to receive greater influences. And by that, they will need the light of Torah, because the Torah is only the spice. And this is as it's written in the Zohar, he who comes to purify is being aided, and there is a question, how is the aid happening? And the answer is, by a holy soul. It turns out that this is what will make them needy of the help of the Creator. And by that, they'll have the vessels to receive the inheritance of the land. And with this, we can interpret what we asked. What does it mean, one who goes but doesn't make, who walks but doesn't make actions? The meaning is that one who starts walking the path of the Creator in order to reach action means one who sanctifies seventh. And my Father Baal Sulam interpreted that Shvi'i, seventh, means Shabihu, meaning He is in me. And this means that when a person sanctifies his point in the heart, as he should, then he starts entering the exile of Egypt. And then he begins to see how far he is from the action of bestowal, time and again. And that forms the vessels in him, meaning deficiencies, that the Creator can later fulfill. So it turns out that a person must begin the war so that he has the vessels and need for the salvation and help from the Creator. As it is said, if the Creator doesn't help, he cannot overcome. It turns out that He didn't give man the ability to win the war to begin with, deliberately, because by the war, man attains the vessels and deficiencies for the abundance. That's why both are needed, that man will enter the war in order to achieve the vessels, and the aid is needed, specifically the Creator's aid, because by that he attains the inheritance of the land, which the Creator promised to Abraham the patriarch. It turns out that according to one's actions is interpreted in contrast to corporeality, because in corporeality, every time you do a good job, you're being paid for the quality of the job. Here, it's exactly the opposite. The more one sees that he's incapable of doing anything in sanctity, the greater help he needs, and therefore the greater help he can be given, which means greater attainment. Turns out that his reward is great according to his actions by seeing his deficiency, which makes him qualified to receive a greater fulfillment. And this is the meaning of he walks, but he doesn't make actions. Meaning he walks into the war, but doesn't make actions because he cannot make any actions in order to do it for the sake of heaven. So he's told the reward of walking he achieves, meaning specifically by walking but not doing anything, he needs the help of the Creator and he receives the inheritance of the forefathers.
But all these stages, they come one after the other. You can't jump, you can't skip any of the stages. Only after one sees how much he tries and tries and he doesn't succeed, comes the next stage. And after that, he discovers something else, and he tries, and he doesn't succeed again, and again the next stage, and this is how it is until he reaches a state where on each and every step, he needs the Creator's help. And he attains the adhesion completely. Ask, go ahead. No, I mean, the explanation was according to what a person says, that he sanctifies the point in his heart, then he only went into the Egyptian exile, and then he starts saying how he's distanced from bestowal, and then he has the kelim and the deficiencies and so on. You weren't here yesterday on the lesson? Of course I was. I'm with you all the time. We talked about this yesterday too, that Egypt means, also the day before that I think, that Egypt means that I, in my life, that's full of plenty and abundance, I'm not lacking anything, besides just one thing. I feel that I'm chained, I'm buried under this entire corporeality, that I'm fed up with it. I can't take it anymore. I can't stand it. Every day, I win the lottery, $1 million every day. God help me, how much can you win? That's it, I can't take it anymore. I don't want to feel this world, this form in which I'm constantly earning something, like we talked about the land of Goshen, the pots with meat and onions and garlic, plenty and abundance. All of Egypt is working on providing it to the Jews. And the Jews, as always, they're discontent. What are they discontent with? What they're discontent with is that they want to bestow to the Creator. And when the vessels of reception are clogged this way with all the abundance, they can't bestow. So how do you reach the tzimtzum? How do you reach a state where I will go into freedom above the tzimtzum, that I will start developing the vessels of reception myself? This is the process.
So eating steaks or being in a restaurant is fine, right? Why do I need wars all the time?
These are wars that have nothing to do with restaurants. You think that they go into the desert, and so what? You think they have no food and water there? When they cry about the pots that they had with meat and garlic in Egypt, then you think that that's what it really is. No, it's about the same form as before, as they had before. Now, I have this empty space, this void, and I can work for the sake of the Creator in order to bestow and in order to receive. If I'm in order to bestow, then there's no in order to receive, and I want to go back to in order to receive. That means that I want Egypt, meaning the attitude toward the fulfillment.
A question that I always ask, and I never received an answer from you. He says, it turns out that a person must enter the war, must, in order to have the vessels for the salvation of the Creator. What's the thing? Why do I need to receive the salvation of the Creator? Why do I need it?
Really? Try. It's called I will rule.
Really? That's called?
Yeah, rule? If you want to do it by yourself.
Oh, well, why does he bring
what
me to that state?
What is your goal?
I'll tell you. Why does he bring me to a state where I need his
this
help?
This is a different question.
That's what he says here. Why do I need the salvation of the Creator? Why can't I do it with my friends?
This brings you to adhesion. This brings you to the highest possible state in creation. What do you mean, why?
What's the reason for all of this? Why? What for? I didn't understand the reason yet.
To make an Adam out of you. A human being. Sure, because then when you need him, it's a very big problem. We can sit and cry and do different things and whatnot. And even work, and none else besides him. Because none else besides him, I have to be locked on him all the time. I have to think about him all the time. It still doesn't mean that I need him. I just accepted that there is a force that's working in reality, and I want to be connected with this force. And I'm trying to be connected to that force. But it's not that I need. It's not that I want to crown him over myself. There are discernments here. What can you do?
Meaning this method that we have with the tens and everything, do we bring ourselves to the exile?
I wish.
What do you mean, I wish? What do we do in the ten?
Let's hope that with God's help, we'll feel that we're in exile.
We have to reach the exile?
Exile and redemption, that's simple. It means the concealment and the revelation of the Creator. That's it.
What gives me the concealment, this exile? What does it give me?
Need, yearning, passion, that's it. The exile is all in all a necessary process. You see, it has to be for 400 years for you to discover that you have no connection to bestowal, to love of others, to the Creator, nothing. You are needy of it. And then you can start coming out. Okay. Yeah.
Rav, how is it possible to check if I am in the war or not?
Are you at war or not?
It
depends what kind of war. If I experience different problems, troubles, and I want to get rid of them, it's also war, but it's not the war of the Creator. If I have different problems and I relate them to the Creator, and then I feel good. I feel good because it comes from the Creator, that certainly His intention is that He's good and that He's, and that does good, and He sends me these problems, and by this I mitigate these problems. This can also be a war, maybe. I'm experiencing different problems and troubles, and I relate them to the Creator. And I don't want for them to stop, but I want to be adhered to the Creator above them. This is also a war. Also in between, there are other kinds and types. These are all wars. A war is anything which is against my desire, that awakens me to do something. This is called a war. Yeah.
Student is asking whether war is the reward of the workers of the Creator.
No, it's not a reward. We can't say that. We're not meant to suffer, and even though that we appreciate the fears and anxieties and different negative feelings that we experience that awoke us and show us where we're still uncorrected and which desires of ours, but it's not that we should see this as a reward, as a real reward. On the way, yes, because still, I get it as a kind of response for my efforts.
Ken.
Yeah.
Rav, im chaver ahuv shelanu.
Rav, if a very dear bestowing friends of us, I see that he receives a very great trouble in my eyes. How can I see that it's my evil inclination? How can I fight it?
To try and be with him in thought and try to pray for him. Today we saw that our friends are there, and with God's help, we'll be together at heart and soul. And let's hope for the best. 10 number 14 is there.
Ken.
Yeah.
Rav, in this war, what is the weapon? What do I hold in my hand?
What do you have in your hands? First of all, patience. Breathe deep. Calm down. First of all, patience. Also, outbursts. But after the weapon that you fight with is adhesion with the Creator, so that the Creator will fight for me. And only. And that's it. There are many excerpts about it, that this is specifically how it has to be, that the Creator shall finish the work, the Creator shall fight for me. These are called the words of Moses, that he lifts his hands, and then by the hands of faith that he raises, the Creator defeats, because this is what he did the entire process for. This is what he started this entire balagan for, so that I'll just raise my hands as if give up, and will pray and will ask for a complete adhesion for him to do it.
From the return of the soul, one must reinforce himself each time anew, without retreating backwards from the war, and without falling into despair in any way. Because in this war, certainly, one cannot yet see tangibly who is the winner, because the war is very long, and the exile is long, and everyone goes through what it goes through. And yet, as long as we hold the weapon in our hands, and our main weapon is prayer, and as long as we don't despair from the war, God forbid, and still hold on to that weapon, then we certainly are winning. Because the more a person strengthens himself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he generally wins the war, because that's the win.
This is already a war. If, despite all the disturbances, I can turn to the Creator, that's victory. That's all you need. Who do we have here? Yeah, you.
So he writes here in the article that action means that one transforms his vessel of reception to a vessel of bestowal. We learn that we can only maintain intention, but we can't do the inversion ourselves.
Okay, it's done by the light. Of course, it's not we who do it, but by awoking it, that means that we are the cause.
So why does he call it here man's
this
action?
This is called our action. This is enough. The lights were doing the work, not me, but I awoke its action. Yeah, you? Cohen.
May I ask a question about this blessed child in the hospital? I want our prayers to be focused correctly.
We'll do it after the lesson. We'll do it after the lesson. Every group has such problems. I get many such appeals from different groups. A bit of a problem here, a bit of a problem there, different problems. The Creator gives everyone, and by that He advances us. We don't talk about it during the lesson. Yes, Dudi.
Monterrey.
Monterrey, yeah.
Buenos días, Rab. Una pregunta.
Hello, Rav. Question. When a person awakens to have faith that all his actions have intentions to bestow, sometimes he doesn't have the strength or thought or even action or to do power to do anything. How to cope with this state? How to cope with the fear of staying in reception and then not that you won't be able to bestow?
We have to understand that there are many actions that they accumulate into a result, and many such actions which are as if useless. There's no real use in any of these actions, but after some time, after the meter turns, then suddenly a new number pops up, and a person really feels, suddenly he feels something new. Sometimes month and month go by, if not a year or two, and who knows, maybe even more. Sometimes a person as if leaves the group, he's barely there anymore, and he comes back. There are many different situations. It doesn't only depend on the person, but on the group work. Are they preparing a place for him so that he won't escape and that they need him in the tent? What else, Monterey?
Sí, Rab, en ese trabajo, ¿cómo te
in this work, how can the group support each of the friend who is going through these states?
En esa intención, en ese trabajo diario,
with the intensiveness of this daily work,
only by the Arvut, like what we learned about. Yes, Victor.
You described before a state where in Egypt we have a lottery every day and we feel buried under the corporeality and we don't want to get out of it. With this part, I feel that many in Israel can identify, especially towards Passover people, somewhat self-scrutinize what is slavery, what is freedom. There's a general public discourse.
Really?
Yes, I feel this is something we can write about in social networks too. People can identify with it, that they're buried under work and corporeality and errands and things.
It wasn't this way in the past.
Yeah, but the other part that you said, that the Jews are not happy, why? Because they want to bestow to the Creator, and that's what they lack. That part I cannot explain to the public, to the broad public. How can I continue on that line, that you feel buried in corporeality, getting lottery every day and still feel buried? What's next?
You can explain all of these things to them, not to bestow to the Creator, but to bestow to themselves. When can we really be content? When we attain both this world and also the next one. The wisdom of Kabbalah helps you attain eternity, wholeness, perfection, abundance, to know how to control life, how is life being controlled, everything. But this is on condition that you will get to know the wisdom of Kabbalah a bit. How can we get deeper into it? If you can tell them that it's through our connection, maybe they will be able to hear it, maybe they won't. Lately I hear that what they say about us is that, they say that we're responsible for anti-Semitism. That's the response. So what can you do? I thought maybe to take it in the direction of, do you want real satisfaction? Because you see that corporeality gives you a momentary satisfaction. And we have recommendations of how to do it. Go ahead. Do it. Yeah. Yeah. At 7:26 Israel time, there will be an unprecedented event. We have a live broadcast on the internet to 2 million people. It's an introductory lecture. How does it work? Tony, our friend from Toronto, was invited to a radio show, one of the biggest in the United States. They have 2 million listeners. They have they broadcast to 14 different stations. He'll talk there for 2 hours about the wisdom of Kabbalah, about the meaning of life, and he'll promote a new internet course that we'll have soon. It's really unprecedented. Tony, he's really in awe. Even though that he's a great lecturer and he knows how to talk, he felt that he wants the entire world to be with him, otherwise he has nothing to say. We're with him. I told him already that we're with him at heart and soul. He has all of our power. I will also send a link so the friends can listen, and we'll be in this together. It's at 7:26 a.m. Israel time. This is very important. Very important. This is a very important act. This is a very important attack. Whatever happens, forward. Maybe I'm really afraid on the inside, as it says many times about Moses and others. Fear, it accompanies us all the way. And along with it, we do everything. One has nothing to do with the other. This is how we advance. So I'm behind him and whatever he does. Right. So, daily task. Where? Who?
Monterrey.
Monterrey. Daily task.
Sí. Gracias a todos. Gracias por
thank you, everyone.
Esta clase, las decenas en turno. Krasnoyarsk, Novosibirsk, Petah Tikva, número
10 on duty are Krasnoyarsk, Novosibirsk, Petah Tikva, Tveria, and Monterrey. And the daily task.
Durante todo el día, me adhiero a mí,
all day long, I adhere myself to the Creator. And let's expand this point of unity with each and every disturbance, with every tension. Let's take the daily intention that we got during the lesson and all the disturbances and everything else, let's take it and build our spiritual kli. Okay, to repeat, we're taking every disturbance.
Y de ahí en adelante construimos nuestro ki espiritual con lo que hemos recibido.
And from the point of unity with the Creator, we build our spiritual kli according to what we received today on the lesson. Thank you. Good? We're inviting everyone to the Zohar lesson this evening at 6 p.m. on kub.co.il. We're also inviting everyone to summarize the lesson and let's sing a song. What do we have left? Song.
Sikum shiur? Alon, shiur.
בינינו מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו מעל תנועה מעל מקום מעל כל הזמנים מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים בוא ניצל ביחד בשמחה רוצים לחבר את המחשבות